USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The hostage situation at the Colleyville Synagogue is over. Governor Greg Abbott tweeted about 9:30 p.m. that all hostages are safe after a loud bang and gunfire were heard. Colleyville Police Chief Michael Miller.
Sometime around 9 p.m. today, this evening, the HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages, and the subject is deceased.
FBI Special Agent Matt DeSarno.
I do not have any information right now that indicates that this is part of any kind of ongoing threat. We obviously are investigating. We'll continue to investigate the hostage taker. We'll continue to investigate his contacts. Our investigation will have global reach. We have been in contact already with multiple FBI legats to include Tel Aviv and London.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. Officials say you need to check travelers' advisories before traveling through any of these regions. Black ice is also causing difficulties traveling around the Great Lakes and in the upper Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New bridges are being built, according to the Transportation Secretary. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions. We're going to improve the condition of our bridges. It's going to give peace of mind to everyone on our roads, as well as those who are being driven.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Friday, a federal judge ordered former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli to pay $64 million for illegally ballooning the price of a drug to treat parasitic diseases. The New York judge also barred him from the pharmaceutical industry for life. Shkreli is currently serving a 7-year prison sentence in an unrelated fraud case. A jury convicted him in August of 2017 on charges he ran a Ponzi scheme from 2009 to 2014 and bilked investors out of $11 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.